Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking about all matters Green Bay Packers today. To kick off your Memorial Day weekend, it's Friday, May 25th. Everybody's getting ready to kick off their summer. The unofficial start to summer on Memorial Day. That's when summer starts for me. Memorial Day. And I'm sure people are getting ready to take off for the weekend. So, hope you're joining us and listening as you get ready to celebrate Memorial Day and thank those who served our nation. We appreciate it. But let's get down to it. Some of the things that are on my mind this Friday is a report that we just posted in this morning's Packers Daily Links at CheeseheadTV.com to kick things off. That article, Donald Driver reportedly offered a restructured contract by the Green Bay Packers. That means he's just been offered a deal. That doesn't mean he's signed it or anything is imminent, although it could be. But that's the report from Lance Allen at WTMJ in Milwaukee, both their television and radio websites there, or their who he represents. So, we've talked about this topic so many times on this show. It's getting old, but I suppose there's progress here in that it's finally been discussed. And, you know, it's taken so long because Donald Driver, of course, has been dancing on the stars for the past 2 or so months, 3 months. I don't know. Ever since the season ended, pretty much that's been his focus. And he won it on Tuesday night, of course, and now it's over, and he's back in Wisconsin as of Thursday night. He did his little media blitz following his win on Tuesday night, went on Good Morning America, live with Kelly, and reportedly flew back to Green Bay yesterday, or flew back to Milwaukee and had to drive. I don't know. So Donald Driver finally settling back into things in Green Bay. Head coach Mike McCarthy said he expected him at practice next week. But as of right now, it's the weekend. You know what? Here's my one take or one thing maybe to tell people what to expect or what might happen here regarding Donald Driver. Of course, we've talked about this for a long time. Donald Driver has a very high contract, a very, very large contract. And, you know, he's getting older as his production is becoming decreased, although it's still at a high level compared to many wide receivers in the NFL. And he probably doesn't deserve what his contract is paying him at the moment. He has a cap number of $2.5 million. Is it more than that? Yeah, but he has a bonus coming up. The first day of training camp, that's like $1.5 million, I think, something along those lines. Very high number. The Packers probably really don't want to pay all that amount, at least. I'm sure they're happy to pay Donald Driver something. How it all fits into a new restructured contract, we'll see. More than likely, Donald Driver is going to take less money. That kind of could be a little bit of an unpopular move to the casual fan, especially coming on the heels of his Dancing with the Stars win and newfound stardom. Donald Driver's always been a star, but he's a lot more high profile now. So taking a pay cut isn't going to be viewed by some as a popular choice. So, you know, in the world of, well, you know, not just professional football, but almost any walk of life or any business, a lot of times unpopular news, and not that this is a huge thing, but, you know, breaks on Fridays right before the weekend. You know, I could just see Donald Driver agreeing to a new contract at about 4 or 5 p.m. This afternoon, you know, as it kind of gets brushed under the carpet with everybody taking off for the weekend, and especially this weekend, a long weekend, Memorial Day, which everybody's got Monday off. A lot of the media won't hit on this until, you know, Tuesday of next week, that a potential restructured contract could come to fruition here later today. So that's my one thought, is perhaps you could perhaps maybe expect something to happen this afternoon. Not that I'm guaranteeing it, but the report is there. You know, the dialogue has begun. That's all we know right now. A dialogue's begun. To what extent it's being discussed, I don't know. If you happen to go check out that article, I thought it was funny. It says some time will be set aside on Friday today by Driver and his agent to think about the offer. they're going to think about the offer today, is the report. I was going to do a little thinking today too. Just the way it was phrased was kind of funny. But anyhow, Driver reportedly has some obligations today, media or elsewhere. Otherwise, I'm not sure. But we'll see. But so that's the news front on Donald Driver. And by all means, if you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, all those comments will pop up on our live blog, or feel free to use the Twitter widget like Cheesehead Kevin did right underneath our broadcast player. So if you want to take part in this discussion, leave your thoughts on Donald Driver or any other topic you want to discuss, feel free. I'm not sure comments are being approved today, so I'm going to have to use Twitter to join the discussion, but that's all right. I wanted to take some time to talk about the defensive line of the Packers. And another story we included in today's Packers Daily Links had to do with defensive lineman Mike Neal, who's been suspended by the NFL for the first four games of the 2012 regular season. You know, can still take part in all the off-season stuff, training camp, can actually play in preseason games. Just start suspended for the first four games of the regular season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And we don't really know what's happened. But with the start of OTAs this week being open to the media and the public, Zach Heilprin of ESPNMilwaukee.com, who we've had here on Railbird Central in the past, talked to Mike Neal, interviewed him about his suspension, and Mike Neal remained a little bit defiant, saying that he's done nothing wrong. And he said this before, you know, back when the news first broke. I believe he's talked to Fox Sports Wisconsin or somebody like that, and you know, shared his thoughts that he's done nothing wrong. And you know, it is kind of weird seeing as, you know, the NFL doesn't suspend you for doing nothing wrong. He did say there was a miscommunication between his doctors and the team doctors, something like that. But perhaps what is most interesting about the article is it suggests the possibility that, you know, Mike Neal might not have done steroids or you know, some sort of PED in that realm or that like that to become suspended, and references something else that's going on in Houston, Texas right now with the Houston Texans, their punter, Brett Hartman, who's been suspended by the NFL, found out he took Ritalin. You know, he's since been allowed to take it or something like that. But because he didn't, you know, go through the proper channels to begin with, He was suspended by the NFL. So kind of interesting how that's all worked out. And you know, with Mike Neal, because he's, you know, his reputation is of a weight room freak, you know, just a guy who's raw strength is really unbelievable, and a guy who, you know, even before he came to the Packers was known as this guy who just lives in the weight room. And I think his father's a bodybuilder, something like that. Maybe not a bodybuilder, but also, you know, got Mike Neal into weightlifting. I'm not sure exactly how the whole story goes. It's something along those lines, though. So I mean, there's been thoughts that have gone through people's mind too, that, you know, perhaps it's steroids or, you know, something like that, some PED. But I mean, this raises the possibility with Mike Neal just really claiming his almost his innocence, other than a miscommunication and, you know, not being forthcoming about what specifically happened isn't really helping him either. But I mean, the possibility exists, at least, that it could be something like he's on Ritalin and he didn't, you know, go through the proper channels, which would be different than, taking steroids or something like that. And again, it just raises this possibility, this article. Not that it's right one way or the other, or he is taking steroids or isn't, he is taking Ritalin or he isn't, just raises that possibility, which, you know, I haven't seen anybody else do yet. So, but the implications on the Packers defensive line, Mike Neal going to be suspended for 4 games. On top of that, Tony Hargrove, the newly signed free agent, suspended the first eight games of the regular season for taking part in Bounty Gate, what happened when he was with the New Orleans Saints. And of course, that is still subject to appeal as well. But I mean, you've got two guys here who are suspended for the beginning of the season. And then since our last episode of Railbird Central, which happened Wednesday morning, later that afternoon, the Packers go and sign a free agent, Philip Merling, defensive lineman Philip Merling, formerly of the Miami Dolphins, with the 32nd pick in the draft, which I happen, and maybe somebody can help me out here. I just went and did a little perfunctory search on Philip Merling, and again, not really looking in depth, but I saw he was the 32nd pick of the draft back when he was selected like 4 or 5 years ago or whatever it is, and it was listed as a second rounder. Well, there's 32 teams in the NFL, right? How is that not a first rounder? But, you know, I know this year, like, they took away a pick from the New Orleans Saints in the second round. So I guess if you take away a pick from someone, I guess that's how the 32nd pick gets bumped to the second round. Did that happen 5 years ago or whatever it was? Anyhow, Philip Merling, a high round draft choice, regardless of first or second round. The Packers sign him, and he's had a spotty history in the NFL. Of course, you know, being the 32nd draft choice, I mean, had a great college career at one time, was thought of very highly, coming out of Clemson, did a great job there, but really did not a whole lot in the NFL. You know, he kind of had your normal rookie season in which, you know, he made a little bit of an impact and kind of made people hope that, okay, he's on the rise. And in fact, with the, you know, just a connection to the Packers, his rookie season 2008, that was the year Brett Favre was with the New York Jets. I think it was in the season finale, Philip Merling somehow intercepted Brett Favre, returned it for a touchdown. Kind of the highlight of his entire career so far, at least. And so I mean, you kind of thought that, okay, he's going to go on to bigger and better things. You don't really rush to too much judgment in any player's rookie year. But, you know, just never really progressed the second year even. And in 2010, he had a, what was it, some sort of ankle injury. I'm not even sure on the specifics of it. Of course, this all happened when he was with Miami. And from what I've read, what I'm heard, what I'm told, it kind of was, a fairly significant injury and took a long time to recover and get over. But again, just never really put it together. Minimal impact, was on the roster of the Miami Dolphins last year, but played sparingly. He had something like Cheesehead Kevin on our live blog says he tore his Achilles. So I was in the right region, not his ankle, but in the foot area, his Achilles. So obviously a significant injury. I mean, that's no minor thing there. Last year didn't have much of an impact. Actually, I think as the story goes, he was, his rookie contract expired, was signed to a new contract by the Miami Dolphins, and since released earlier this offseason, when he showed up out of shape or, just was not taking part, had not really committed himself to workouts, things like that. So perhaps just a guy who's not taking things seriously here or, showing up out of shape. So, these things don't reflect positively on Philip Merling. So the Packers, the Miami Dolphins cut him, the Packers sign him, and I have to imagine, terms of the deal have not been released here, but you have to imagine the Packers did not spend very much to get him. He's not an unrestricted free agent. He's not going to, factor into this whole, compensatory pick equation or anything like that. Probably signed to a very minimal contract with the Packers here. So very little risk. I mean, the Packers could cut him as well and be not worse off for the wear. Kind of interesting, though, that, they did cut some players in order to add Philip Merling. The Packers were at the 90-man roster limit that you can be at in the offseason, and they decided here just after, that public OTA practice on Tuesday, they decided to cut our quarterback Nick Hill and cut undrafted rookie tight end Cameron Ford, I think was his name, out of Wake Forest. Didn't take long for them to pass judgment on those guys. And, they've had more than one day to look at them. They've, had these guys for a couple weeks and seen what they've had. But they cut them and make room for a Philip Merling. And just the Packers just trying to get some depth here on the defensive line. They know they're going to have some issues here with these two guys being suspended. So, they're just trying to look for the best possible guys. If Philip Merling works out, great. They didn't invest a whole lot into him, you have to imagine. So, if he works out, if he puts things together, fantastic. But if he doesn't, they can cut him. They don't lose a whole lot. So that's how you have to view this signing of Philip Merling. He's not going to be a savior. I can't imagine he would be that. But, I mean, if he can even play and give him some, decent reps, great, fantastic. That's good. But, I would suggest that everybody temper their enthusiasm. I don't know how many people had a ton of enthusiasm to begin with. Maybe they viewed it kind of like I am, it's one of those things where a new start for him could be a good thing. Some people just need a change in scenery, a change in environment, and just maybe the Dolphins defense wasn't playing to Philip Merling's strength. So, maybe a new setting in Green Bay will do him wonders. We'll see. I mean, he's gonna everybody's going to get their a chance to see him next week during open OTAs for the first time, or the public will, at least in the media. So the Packers already getting a look at him. Apparently he practiced on Wednesday or Thursday. I forget which day it was, you know, after the first open practice, but was already in with the Packers and working out, and you know, came in and signed a contract, stuff like that. So he's already in the fold, and what the Packers will begin to see what they have. Comment here from Kevin Lamb on the live blog. D-line should be interesting in training camp. Should be some good battles. Definitely. I mean they got a lot of guys there now fighting for roster spots, you know, regardless of these suspensions. There's going to be a lot of guys fighting for playing time. Packers, of course, drafted two defensive linemen in the draft. Jarrell Worthy, the second rounder, he's going to get a lot of playing time. The word is he was working with the first string in nickel, you know, right away during OTA, so they have plans to get him involved right away, at least, you know, from all early returns here in which we've seen. But whether he'll get work in the base or not, we'll see. C.J. Wilson has been working with the first string in the base defense, and he's done that a lot in the past. But I mean, you know, C.J. Wilson, he's not a guy that's really produced, you know, on a level that you had hope, at least. You just wish you'd get more production from a guy like him. And, you know, he's only a seventh rounder, and maybe you shouldn't expect a lot. But, I mean, he just... he's been replacement level, you know. I mean, unless he shows something more, he's a guy that, you know, isn't so valuable that you couldn't cut him, or, you know, you couldn't try to replace him with somebody else. And that just doesn't go for C.J. Wilson. That goes for Jarius Wynn. The Packers, I mean, those are just some of the holdovers, but I mean, the Packers go and also sign another free agent, Daniel Muir. Again, he wasn't a restricted type. But they're bringing all these guys in the draft. In addition to Jarrell Worthy, they draft Mike Daniels out of Iowa, another kind of one-gapping kind of small guy who could be a factor in their nickel situation, stuff like that. But, I mean, here you go, to go along with, of course, Raji and Pickett being two of the solid defensive linemen. Here you go, Kevin Lamb, again on our live blog, bringing up the name of Lawrence Guy, among others. Lawrence Guy, a rookie last year, spent all last year on injured reserve due to concussions. He'll be a factor to compete for a job in training camp. There's just going to be a lot of competition for what is, you know, probably six, maybe seven roster spots along the defensive line. In the past, I think they've gone with six. And, the two guys three guys guaranteed of jobs are, you know, Ryan Pickett, B.J. Raji, Jarrell Worthy. Three guys right there, guaranteed they'll have three of the roster spots. Neal and Hargrove, you know, aren't going to count against that roster because they're suspended early in the season until their suspensions are up. So, you know, who the Packers going to keep? They'll keep at least three other guys. Are they going to keep the holdovers from last year? Will it be Wilson or Wynn? Or will it be this year's draft choice, Mike Daniels? Will it be the free agents they've signed, the street free agents, Philip Merling or Daniel Muir? Will it be Lawrence Guy? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition there for basically two, three jobs, maybe even four jobs. It kind of all depends on what the Packers do with Hargrove or Neal, and it's possible they could be cut either if before their suspension starts or after they, you know, done with suspension. It's hard to say. And it'll depend upon, you know, what happens in training camp and how these guys perform. And you know, the word is too, is that, you know, Neal and Hargrove, even though they'll be eligible to practice, they can take part in all drills and things like that. When it comes to teamwork, they're not going to get a whole lot of reps, especially with the first string. But even the second, third string, you know, they're going to be on the second, third, if not fourth units in training camp, just because the Packers know these guys aren't going to contribute right away. So, I mean, I suppose that's good news for all the other guys who are going to get more shots to prove their worth, to show they have what it takes to stick around in Green Bay. So that, you know, that's kind of the offshoot of the recent signing of Philip Merling just 2 days ago. Big guy, you know, 300 pounds or so. You would think that, or hope that, you know, he has the ability to play in the base defense if need be. You know, we'll see what they've got. You know, like I said here, it's a long weekend. You know, I think the players are off already. They're out of Green Bay. I don't even think, although I'm not sure, and perhaps they could be just on their own working out today. But I have to imagine, you know, the players, even the coaches in the front office, going to have most of the Memorial Day weekend off, just enjoying themselves like a whole lot of the rest of the nation. Not to say that, you know, these guys maybe won't be working in the offices and stuff like that, but I imagine, you know, not going to be a whole lot of Packers news this weekend. Going to be off Monday, and then they probably get back to work on Tuesday. I think the open practice next week is on Wednesday, whereas this week it was Tuesday. Next week, I believe the open practice, open to the public, is on Wednesday. If you're going to be in the Green Bay area, you can head over to Ray Nitschke Field next week and watch Philip Merling and any other of the Packers. Open to the public, open to the media. So be a lot more articles written that day, that night, the next day in the newspapers about what's happening. So that's kind of the long range view of what's happening in Green Bay, or the short, you know, next week, not so long range, but next week, you know. A lot of interesting stuff going on as we always continue to kind of gaze into the crystal ball here on Railbird Central and try to figure out where all these chess pieces fit in and whether they can help the Packers get back to the promised land and get back to the Super Bowl level they were playing at 2 seasons ago in the 2010 season. You know, of course, last year being a little bit of a disappointment, having the 15-1 record, best regular season record in the NFL, but losing in the playoffs coming as a disappointment, especially because they did so well in the regular season. So the Packers gonna doing their best to get back to that level, doing their best to try to get rejoin the elite of the NFL, and that's what they're. That's what they're faced with right now. That's what Ted Thompson's trying to do, is build that roster. You know, that's why he's making these moves, even though they might seem, you know, really in the whole scheme of things, insignificant, not headline-grabbing moves by cutting Nick Hill and Cameron Ford and signing Philip Merling. But, you know, if they can just find that one player who can make that roster, it might make a difference. You just never know. I mean, just one player is all they need who can make a big play in a game and turn things around. I mean, just look at that Super Bowl year. A guy like Howard Green, you know, probably thought by some as the 53rd best player on the roster, and goes and makes a good contribution that year. And, you know, it makes that big hit on Ben Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl that leads to the INT. Returned for a touchdown by Nick Collins. That's what you're looking for, just that unheralded guy who can make a big impact, who has that possibility and be that diamond in the rough. And who knows? Howard Green's still a free agent, by the way. Well, him and Ryan Grant, what's going to happen with those two guys? Stay tuned for more on that. But hey, it's 9 o'clock. We're going to take off here on Railbird Central. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. On behalf of everyone at Cheesehead TV, we wish you the best. Have a good weekend. We'll be back again, probably not Monday. I'll be taking that day off, and nobody's going to be around to listen to the show anyway, at least live on Monday. So we'll be back next Wednesday. But behalf on our live blog director, Jamie Jors here, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll see you later, everyone. Go Pack, go. See you later.